I get this question a lot, and the answer is no, it is not. And right now, the fundies are lining up to throw Leviticus chapter 18 and Leviticus chapter 20 and Romans chapter 1 and 1 Corinthians chapter 6 at me. Seriously, people, get over it. You think I haven't read those passages? You think I haven't thought about them? Here's the thing. Scripture does condemn same-sex sexual activity in about 8 verses in the whole Bible. And it condemns same-sex sexual activity because it assumes that same-sex sexual activity is inherently promiscuous or coercive or non-consensual or idolatrous, i.e. part of worship of pagan gods, or pedophilic. That's the basis on which same-sex sexual activity is condemned. It assumes that all same-sex sexual activity falls into one of those categories. Now, it's worth noting that the Bible also condemns heterosexual sexual activity that falls into one of those categories. However, 2,000 years after the last books of Scripture were written, we understand the world a little bit differently these days. We know that there can be such a thing as a non-coercive, consensual, non-promiscuous, non-idolatrous, non-pedophilic, loving, committed, same-sex relationship. That kind of relationship would be seen as inherently non-sinful if it were heterosexual, and I believe it is inherently non-sexual if it is a gay relationship, okay? So don't just weaponize scripture verses and throw at me. Unless you have a better argument to make, I really don't want to hear it. But to the commenter who asked the question, no, your brother is not wrong. Your brother is not immoral. Your brother is a beloved child of God. And the fact that he happens to be gay doesn't change that one bit. I hope that helps, and I hope you have a blessed day, and I hope your brother does too.